Radio Merseyside.
Today's deal is just the first phase in this journey and will give greater powers on four areas: economic development, transport, employment and skills, and planning for development. Robert Hough is from the Liverpool Enterprise Partnership.
This is a journey which will continue. We've got to show our mettle, we've got to show we're mature, we can manage this responsibility, and then more benefits will flow. This was, in my view, a very strong start indeed, on which we can build for the future.
Fast forward to May 2017, and we'll get the chance to vote for the Metro Mayor. It seems between now and then, the politicians have some work to do to convince the people who live here that this deal is right for them.
Having a mayor in total control of all the city could lead to quite a lot of problems in the future. It's okay if you get the right mayor, but if you get the wrong one, it's pretty dangerous.
I like the mayor idea, and you know, I think give it a go, but and you're very anti, aren't you?
It's a Tory con. They give you nothing.
It might help with the bigger issues, but the smaller issues won't be noticed. If people are focusing on the bigger issues, smaller issues are going to get forgotten about.
Well, that's the views of the people. Let's get the thoughts of somebody who's been involved in both processes, because Philip Blond from the think tank Respublica were involved with the Greater Manchester devolution bid. I asked him what this entails for us, though.
I think the major aspect of the deal that really matters is Merseyside finally gets its mayor, which is needed for a long time. That, I think, is the greatest thing that's in the package. I think everything else is kind of on the same level with what other authorities are getting, and it's some of it is significantly less than the more advanced authorities are getting. But I think it's a significant achievement, because what a Metro Mayor can do for Merseyside is transform public service provision, transform the way we deliver services across the area. And that can make a difference to those who desperately need public services to work well. And they can also start to turn around the economic supertanker and get the region working in concert and start to attract in the big businesses that we need, and also to help our own businesses sell out into the world. So it's a big gig.
Mm. And can anyone throw their hat into the ring here, Philip?
Anyone can, yeah. It's a democracy, and all the parties will no doubt be competing. And I think what voters in Merseyside need to ask for is who's got a new vision for the area, because we've suffered for decades with essentially internecine conflict, fighting between parties, and really letting areas like Manchester that have the vision and the history of cooperation leap light years ahead. And I think what you know, this achievement represents is a chance for us to leapfrog, a chance for us to think big, because what we've got is kind of very much on a par with what everyone gets. But I think the real opportunity here is the vision that could be deployed for the good of all the constituent authorities, you know, be it Wirral, Halton, Sefton, Knowsley, St Helens, or, of course, Liverpool.
Doesn't it mean, though, with an election like this, and the nature of a mayor is such, isn't it, that the big personalities tend to come to the fore, they tend to get more attention, in a way?
Well, we want somebody with a big personality, don't we? Because that big personality will represent everyone in the city region. What we need is somebody who can bass at the highest level, you know, for the city region and bring home the goods. You know, we need somebody who can connect HS2 into Liverpool. We need somebody who can teach the country that now we've got the world's kind of most important post-Panamax port on the west coast of the country. We need somebody who can refigure Liverpool and its city region away from its kind of history of conflict and decline into a new future. We need to keep our graduates here. We need to push the performance of our universities way up.
Sounds like a manifesto there. Are you going to run for it?
Oh, no. I just think this is what's needed. And what we need is somebody to play at that level, because the potential that we have in the city region is absolutely enormous. And yet, you know, usually we've been less than the sum of our parts. And if we can turn that around, improve the performance of the schools, improve everything we do, really, improve our work culture, I think it could be a bright dawn.
Philip Blond on that optimistic note, ending that report there. He's from the centre-right think tank Respublica. Great song, this, from Keane. I think it still is. From the early 2000s, everybody's changing. BBC Radio Merseyside, good afternoon.